The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Include a conversation about what's to eat. How are things today? Better now than they were yesterday? One would hope that that could be the case. Let's start off this hour, Kenny. Ken Kessler is here. Richie's not back till tomorrow. Jennifer's back on Monday. Roberta was going to be here today. Not sure how that's all been shaken and stirred. So there are three or four things that are attached to things that we've been talking about all week. I use things twice. Never use the same word. I always taught my English students never to use the same word twice in a sentence. And I just broke that rule. There are a lot of things about things, I said. So let's reconstruct that sentence. There are things that are good associated with tough issues in the news. All right? Item number one. Israel and Hamas have agreed to an open-ended ceasefire after all the fighting over the last couple of weeks. But there are barriers, as usual.
Good thing is they're not fighting.
Bad thing is there are barriers to a lasting peace. The Palestinians want an end to the Gaza blockade. Israelis not likely to agree to that. But the good part of this is that they have agreed to stop fighting. Right? That's happened lots of times in the past, but it's good that they aren't fighting. Number two, Pukin' Putin has suggested he was encouraged following talks for a peace plan in the Ukraine. The president of Ukraine also says that he supports the talks as they have proceeded to this point. So, at least they're not fighting either. It's a really weird thing with all those trucks, Kenny. What was in the trucks? They came, they went, they're back, they're forth, they're up, they're down. Anyway, so Pukin Putin and the Ukrainian president say, we're on the right path as far as it goes. Okay? That's two good things out of what had been bad things. Maybe you appreciate my assessment. Maybe you don't. Help yourself to 888-302-3684 if you appraise things differently. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Number three, some of you may find this bizarre, but I include it in the good news because I think the more of these people who are dispatched, the better it is, whether they're Americans or not. And it turns out, in this case, Douglas MacArthur McCain, interesting name, huh? Is killed yesterday in Syria. He was there to fight alongside ISIS. So officials say he's gone. There are a number of 20 or so Americans who have been identified as fighters with ISIS. Why are you so angry in America? What has happened to America that has left you behind and therefore you felt compelled to go join a bunch of bloodthirsty curs who want to hack Americans up? What's the matter with you? Where have we missed family-wise, religion, if he had one? He's got one now. And schools, where how this guy gets so off the beaten path would be a question. Okay. First Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing. Good news for him and his family. Not going to affect him very much because he's been dead for 150 years, but he was killed standing his ground against Pickett's charge. Remember the Gettysburg, the battlefield of Gettysburg? Pickett's charge was how it all got started 151 years ago. So yesterday, Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing got the posthumous Medal of Honor. Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing. Right?
Okay.
So I got four things. Kenny, you got one good one? What are people saying about any or all of these things that we could construe as good? I'm betting there are going to be a lot of people who will hoot about this kid McCain, who I think was, what, 23, 24? Didn't look to be much older than that, who got killed in this ISIS pack. So I don't mean to... I don't want it to sound like I think it's good that he's dead, but I think anybody who involves themselves with this group at this time has got to expect that they're going to get it in as brutal a way as possible, because they're brutalizing people themselves and people are really pretty angry about it. So, what else do we have, perhaps, in the way of social media, looking at any or all of these stories or others that people have found some good, some kind of connection to them that appears to be good?
Looking at the comments about ISIS, I'm not sure how good this is. Bernie says, so we're off to war in Iraq again based on overhyped threats, and there's no debate?
No debate in Congress, no debate in the political circles. We give in, and we don't have enough people with that voice to say what you have just said, sir. More people should be saying, because, yeah, there ought to be a discussion and debate, not just an edict from somebody sitting in the White House. Okay, yep, I'll buy that. What else?
Colin says, it's 2014. A terrorist group called ISIS is beheading its way across Iraq and releasing videos to media outlets. If this was a Fox TV show, it would be canceled.
Hmm. That's interesting. You know, what are you going to do, cancel the Internet? Cancel YouTube? I don't think so. All right, but that shows a certain prejudice and lack of understanding of the reality, but I think it's a comment that has value. Anyway, what else?
And Shane says, why am I supposed to care about ISIS and Iraq? If Europe isn't doing anything about it, why should we do something about it again?
Well, the British and the French are doing something about it. They're together with us. They realize that the British and the French and the Europeans are going to get any kind of attack that takes place will most likely take place there first by these guys before they come or try to come to America. So, yeah, makes some sense. 888-302-3684. A turnaround in a couple of circumstances in the news. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. A reminder for those of you who like this program, what it stands for. You like the people who are here. You like our attitude. There is a site, or at least a part of, DougStephan.com. As you peruse the website each day, you may have come across the picture of a mug. Well, what happens when you click on that? Those of you who have been curious have found an assortment of wearing apparel, tote bags, cups, mugs, keychains, that sort of thing. Those of you who are now curious can go click on that Good Day Goody logo where the mug is and get official Good Day merchandise. That's at DougStephan.com. Click on the picture of the mug. See what there is there in the way of paraphernalia and goody stuff. 20% discount for all of you on any item in the Good Day store. And most of these things will ship in 24 hours. 30-day money-back guarantee. So see what we can muster up here in the way of following the followers of fashion. And there'll be some Charlotte goodies. Yesterday was a tough day for Charlotte, but she's doing better this morning. Goodies from Eastleigh Farm, my dairy farm, all that sort of thing. Stuff that people can have as keepsakes, if you will. Little tidbits, little things, little things. Remember Billy J. Kramer and Little Thing? Remember that song? Little Thing?
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, but you remember it anyway. All right, 16 past the hour. The discussion continues here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
Isn't Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Today is
is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
If you have a problem, maybe you don't know you have a problem, you know how much fish oil you need in your body, in your system. You heard Dr. Ron Hoffman talking earlier about the importance, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus has talked about, all the doctors associated with this program say the same thing about fish, eating fish, or getting omega-3s into your body so that your joints function to their fullest extent. Your heart is healthier. Your brain, this is the important thing that a lot of people just don't get. Your brain needs the kind of oils and omega-3s. And the most powerful omega-3 on the market today, without question, is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Developed by a doctor, it's 100% potency and purity, it's patented, it works. Help yourself to omega-3s like you have never helped yourself before. They come in a unique blister pack for maximum absorption and freshness. These things are, and by the way, no fish burps either with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. This is something I'm taking for my brain, and you can see how well that's working, right? You can hear every day my brain.
Sharp as a tack.
It certainly is, and that's because I'm on to Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content, clinically shown to lower triglyceride levels in 30 days. Sharpens your mind as it has mine. Sharpens your mood as it has mine. Sharpens your memory as it has mine. Ranked the best omega-3 to stop inflammation on the market today. Omax 3. The makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, so confident that you will see and feel the amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply to prove how good it is. Call this number now. Are you ready for the number? 800-316-7918. Or you can go to Doug4Omax3.com. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com. Doug4Omax3.com. Or the number again is 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure by calling 800-316-7918 and tell him Doug Steffens sent you. I get a kick out of all the people that are upset at the Burger King is going to buy the Canadian donut chain Tim Hortons and says we'll base itself in Canada. It's an English company, folks. So it has headquarters in America and elsewhere. 21 after the hour.
Whoa! This is
big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I like big buses, I cannot lie. Some other parents may deny, but when a big yellow one comes around the bend and picks up our children, we
can't. I know music is in an appropriate position here at this point in the hour, in each hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. We have focused on some sort of music. Sometimes it's a story, sometimes it's a particular point we're trying to make. The video of the day on Monday at DougSteffen.com featured a video from the Holderness family. This family is becoming famous for their viral videos. This one is for all the parents that are happy that school is starting up again. It's a back-to-school parody called Baby's Got Class, sort of a parody of Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby's Got Back. All right, from Sir Mix-a-Lot versus Doug Steffen, Sir Talk-a-Lot. Crank it up, Michael.
I like them round and big. Backpacks for my kids. They gotta weigh a ton, cause this shopping list is not fun. We gotta buy this all for two, double up, I ain't talking about this thing, cause the binder has to have three rings. They want them real thick and juicy. That pack of pink erasers and all the papers need specific spacers.
So the support is getting a lot of support, has it not? A lot of people interested in watching this and listening to this, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. This family posts these kind of videos often, and they get thousands, if not millions, of views.
Are they making money on these?
I'm sure they are, because there's a commercial in front of them.
Well, I don't have one.
All right. So yeah,
they always.
Piece of that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. So that's the video of the day. Fun stuff to watch. All kinds of videos. As a matter of fact, you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see the video still up there of me taking the ALS challenge using milk. That's a video from last week. Yesterday's video of the day is from Chef John from foodwishes.com. It's an amazing, simple trick you can do when you prepare corn on the cob. You'll want to try this soon, especially if you're cooking out for Labor Day weekend. We got a little audio from it. It's kind of fun to listen to, even though you need to see it at DougSteffen.com to sort of believe it and get the gist of it.
Hello, this is Chef John from FoodWishes.com with how I like to do my corn on the cob. That's right, I should have shown you this a couple months ago. Well, actually, forget that. I should have shown it about 6 years ago, because this is such a great technique and by far the easiest way to do corn on the cob. And if you're thinking, Chef John, I already know how to cook corn on the cob. Even I can do that. Well, I know. Any fool can cook an ear of corn. No offense. But that's not really what this tip's about. This technique has to do with dealing with this. Corn silk. The bane of our corn on the cob eating existence.
So whether we're talking about removing this before we cook the corn or after we cook the corn, it's generally kind of an annoying, messy task. But if you use this method, that's not going to be the case. So step one, we're going to cook this ear of corn in the microwave. So I'm going to head over to my microwave cabinet and pop in that ear of corn. And for my microwave, about 3.5 minutes is perfect. Oh, by the way, microwave makers, stop putting so many buttons on
this. Talk like that. I don't know this guy.
Turbo.
He always talk like this guy.
What is that? We don't need that.
I think so, yeah.
But anyway, we're going to set that for 3.5 minutes.
I find this very annoying.
Well, I can give it to you in the gist of it. You take your ear of corn, instead of shucking it, you microwave it for 3.5 minutes, and then you hold the tapered end, probably with a towel because it's really hot, and you cut off the other end about an inch, and then and you can squeeze the cob right out, and there's no silk on it.
Right.
And I've tried this. It's a terrific trick to use.
I don't like using microwave ovens, but to each his own. All right, I love corn. Grow a lot of it on my farm. So try it. Check out the video of the day with the Chef John preparation method for corn on the cob. A couple of quick clips from David Letterman now from the Late Night Monologue Department.
I hope everybody is okay if we have anybody here from California. A 6.0 earthquake over the weekend. Did you hear about that? Oh, my God. And the Red Cross, this is up in the Napa Valley.
Yes.
And it's wine country up there. And the Red Cross is now asking for, if anybody has some, they want some donations of Merlot. If you can get out there.
Yeah, right, exactly. More on Michael Brown and some things in the media that you're not getting. 28 after on Good Day. Coming up.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and David Frum. Coming right up, did the ISIS crisis emerge because of Bush's invasion or Obama's later withdrawal from Iraq?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. Did the ISIS crisis in Iraq really come out of Bush's unwise, disastrous invasion and occupation, or Obama's later withdrawal from Iraq?
I think they're both orthogonal to the real problem we've got in this region now. What Barack Obama has done in that region, I think, is even worse than what Ralph Peter says. We now have a de facto military partnership with Iran in Syria and in Iraq, for which the United States is getting nothing in return. The United States has been very hesitant to oppose the Iranian client in Syria, and that's Bashar Assad, who's going to survive, in part because we're leaving him alone. The United States is now the de facto partner of the Shiite chauvinist regime in Baghdad. And by the way, those may not have been intrinsically terrible, terrible decisions if you got a quid pro quo.
The idea that somehow or other we have created this mess because we withdrew from Iraq is absurd. I mean, the truth of the matter is we created this mess because we went into Iraq, and we went to war with a bodyguard of lies about weapons of mass destruction. The truth is that we contributed to creating a Shiite crescent all the way from Iran to the Mediterranean.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now just imagine. There are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doug Steffen on Channel 1, your favorite radio station. Well, maybe you're listening on iTunes. Maybe you're listening on Stitcher. You could be listening on any number of ways across the world. DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.com, GCN. If I go through them, it would take me half hour. I want to get back to the issue here. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, Jennifer back on Monday. Richie back tomorrow. Roberta was going to be back today. Everybody's traveling. It's Labor Day weekend. Are you traveling? A lot of people are supposed to be. This is, as a matter of fact, I understand from the stats of AAA that this looks like the most traveled Labor Day weekend for a long time. A lot of people planning on taking a trip. Are you? Matter of fact, I think that's our poll today. Isn't it, Kenny, at DougSteffen.com? How many days are you taking off for Labor Day? I'm off all week. Friday and Monday, just Monday, none of the above. That'll be me. Kenny, you'll be here Monday, or was it, you were going somewhere. Was that this weekend?
That is this weekend. I will be flying back during the show on Monday morning.
Good for you.
I won't be here.
Well, we can hear from you on the plane. Come on. You get a little creative and do a report from the plane. I'll be able to do that. Ken.
I said, Ken Kessler at 35,000.
Speaking of that, yesterday, the folks at United had a bit of a problem. Flight from Newark to Denver made an emergency landing at Chicago O'Hare because two people got into a fight on the plane. You know what happens when, especially young people, do the reclining seat kick you in the back routine? If you aren't supposed to put the seat back and recline, then why do they put recliners in the seats? Number one question. Number two, if you're traveling with a kid and the obnoxious little rugrats are back, this happens more often than not, the people who are not watching the children kick the back of the seat. That's not what happened in this circumstance. These were adults. But same sort of thing. Put the seat back, person in front of you doesn't want. And it's really, well, I'd like to think that adults would be smart enough not to get into an altercation in a fist fight about seats. But this is really the airline's fault. because they put the seats so close together because they want to jam you in. And they would say it's your fault because you don't want to pay for extra leg room. So you're going to sit in the closing quarters. If you're my son's size, for example, 6'2", 6'3", or taller than that, or you're big in the butt, you can't fit into these seats. No matter how you try, you can't fit in. Your legs are spread out. And if you're taking a trip that's 3-4 hours long, like this trip from Newark to Denver is just about 4 hours. So you're sitting in one of those crap can air buses that are scrunched together anyway, and you can't, there's no room for your legs. And then the person in front of you puts the back down, and your legs get even more cramped, and people get hot under the collar. And so that sort of thing. I'm not saying it's right. Matter of fact, it's wrong. But where does it all begin? Which comes first here, the chicken or the egg? Is it because you're too cheap to pay for a seat that has enough leg room, or because the airlines are so damn greedy that they put the seats closer together so that you can't possibly be comfortable, and they force you, if you want comfort, to spend another $35 to $50 for a decent seat closer to the front of the plane? Which is it? In the meantime, this kind of stuff is disgraceful and immature. But yet, it will happen because people get, again, hot under the collar. Not very mature. All right, so anyway, that's that story. Michael Brown and the shooting. This is an interesting new development, Kenny. Listen carefully. I'm going to play you a piece of audio. The FBI happens to be talking to a fellow who says he may have recorded the gunshots, in the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson. Man has not been identified. He says that he was chatting online when the gunfire happened, just recently realized that he had these gunshots on tape. Could this provide more clues on what led up to Michael Brown's shooting death? The recorded audio, here it is.
You are pretty. You're so fine. I'm just going over some of your videos. How could I forget?
So he's talking to somebody online, obviously flirting.
Mm-hmm.
And the background, you hear three shots, and then you hear three more shots. That's what you're listening for. You're not listening to what this guy's saying to the woman he's talking to online. Presumably it's a woman. So, Michael, play the audio again. If we were really good at this, we could do like they do at CSI, and you could dub his voice, and you could have the two series of three shots. But listen again.
You are pretty. You're so fine. I'm just going over some of your videos. How could I forget?
So that's more. How many? That's the first round.
Six
was five.
And then six four. And then four.
Uh-huh. They sound like they're all coming from the same gun. And how would you? Some forensics expert would be able to figure that out. One more time, Michael.
You are pretty. You're so fine. I'm just going over some of your videos. How could I forget?
Hmm. See, what I want to know is, why didn't this guy who was talking, he didn't react at all. There's gunfire out on the street in front of wherever he is.
Yeah, he's too busy hustling this babe that he's talking to. Yeah. So you hear the quick series of shots. There are quick pauses. There's another quick succession of shots. Difficult to prove from the audio why the pause took place or which narrative of events it supports. Of course, there are conflicting stories when it comes to things like this. And whether this helps fix it or not, but it's the sort of latest piece of the puzzle or the piece of the pie here when it comes to this tragic circumstance. 888-302-3684. Okay, so I have found a couple of things in the last day or two that I think are of value when it comes to the news media. You know how nuts I am about the bias that is provided on both sides. There is such outrageous, the bias and the kinds of things that escape media attention here. It's okay if you don't present yourself. The phoniness of Fox and their fair and balanced and all that nonsense, anybody who's got a brain knows that they aren't. So you don't expect anything better from them. But then you look at this is sort of a Michael Brown kind of a case. It took place out in, I believe it's Utah. Michael Brown, we know about. story of a fellow named Dylan Taylor. We don't know anything about him. He has a, from all accounts, kind of a sketchy criminal past like Michael Brown may have. He was shot to death by police officers out in Salt Lake City 2 days after Brown was shot. But do you know the story? Have you heard the story, Kenny? Do you know the story?
I have not.
All right. So, let's talk a little bit about this Mr. Taylor, 20 years old, or the story, and why it is that we don't know about him, but yet we know a lot about Mr. Brown. The critics, of course, will say there's a reason for the discrepancy in the media coverage. Mr. Brown was black. The officer who shot him was white. On the other hand, Mr. Taylor was not black. He sort of is a half-white, half-Hispanic sort. The officer who shot him outside of 7-Eleven in South Salt Lake was not white. Excuse me. So, is this a double standard? When people hear these stories, they become resentful. There is a double standard. Absolutely is a double standard. No question about there being a double standard. This happens over and over and over again. You're naive if you think that these sorts of things are a rarity. They are not. So, anyway, I'm looking at a picture of this kid who was killed. Dylan Taylor. There was a sarcastic tweet. CNN, please, we need the name and home address of Dylan Taylor. Hashtag Dylan Taylor. Why hasn't he been arrested? Pretty good question, right? Why isn't there the kind of interest here or the kind of focus on this? I think that's a legitimate question. 888-302-3684. Am I right or wrong, Kenny?
Yeah, I think there is, but I think in that, in the Michael Brown case,
yeah,
you had that community rise up to protest, and mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about this case. I don't know why anyone in his community isn't protesting this.
Mm-hmm. Is there? I mean, the guys who are on the conservative talk radio programs are all over this, but their pat responses or answers or suggestions are not really as profound as one who could dig around, although the point made is a good one. Last year, 2,648 black murder victims, 2,412 killed by fellow blacks, and only 193 by whites. Most of the crime, I remember doing a story on this when I was doing the television show on CNBC when they first got started, and had a black police officer from Los Angeles talk about this for an hour with me on the interview program that I was doing there, and it was all about black-on-black crime. That 94% of the criminals who abuse blacks are other blacks. And so that gets lost in the reporting world as well. This was a black officer telling me this story, this fellow was a captain in the L.A. Police Department at the time. So what's in the current climate here? A black person can never be an oppressor, and a white person is always the bad guy, or a white person never can be the victim? Question. All right, here's something else that has troubled me since I learned, or since the suggestion was dropped on me. Food for thought for you as well. Now that we're sort of happy or relieved, those of us who care about what's going on in Israel with Hamas, and they've agreed to a truce. But if you look at the body count, the numbers that were believed by the world press, the number of PLO or of Palestinians who were killed, the focus is always on, and I didn't remember this until somebody pointed it out to me, always the focus is on civilians. How many civilians have died in Palestine? And whether or not Hamas has uniforms, whether or not they hide in mosques and schools and all that other stuff. What I find more interesting is a video that somebody sent me a copy. I don't know if you saw this or not, Kenny, of somebody left a camera on. Now, I don't know whether this is the same sort of thing, because the whole business with the kids and the damage done at school with children was old, and it was a put-up deal. It wasn't what happened at the hands of Israelis at all. Wasn't it something in Syria that happened 3 years before? Do I remember that?
It was images of children that have been killed or injured in Syria three years ago.
Right. Okay. So what happened here, and I don't know, this video takes the cake. Let's see if I can find it. After the video, the official video was shut off, the official, whatever the Palestinians are going to do, somebody had a phone, the video was on, and the dead people supposedly in the video started getting up and moving off screen.
Whoops.
So it was, the Palestinians shot this room full of supposed dead people, and then when they turned off their camera, somebody else left their camera on, and the people who were on the floor supposedly dead got up and walked away. It was like a movie set. Yeah, whoops is right.
Wow.
Huh.
Oh, God.
I gotta find that video. Listening to ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN or BBC or whomever, you think, these bastards, these Israelis, look what they're doing. And in fact, the whole thing just stays. These people, the Palestinians, are brilliant at PR and twisting and turning this stuff around. So. Anyway, it's a good lesson in food for thought isms, if you will. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $2.29, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it flies to store, staples.com for details.
Excuse me. Interesting story today from the folks at Arby's. Apparently, there was a mistake made. Arby's has a new sandwich, the Meat Mountain, Kenny. You interested in trying that?
I don't think so.
The Meat Mountain combines stacks of chicken tenders, roast turkey, ham, Swiss cheese, corned beef, Angus steak, cheddar cheese, and bacon. Story. Wow. At DougStephan.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Doug Stephan's good day. I'm wondering where Doug Stephan is. Doug? Well, I'm Ken Kessler, and Doug Stephan will be along shortly. Michael, I believe we're going to hear from Shelley in just a second, but I don't have the information he has. What is Shelley going to talk about?
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right. Did you intro it?
Well, I tried to ask the good... Oh, hey, look, there's Doug.
Oh, there he is, yes.
Michael and I were just talking about... Yeah, talking about Shelley, but we don't know what Shelley's going to talk about.
Shelley's going to talk about how using Google Chrome can save you money by using less data. Open your ears and your mind to this.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
This is a message for all you listeners out there who work a 9-to-5 job and are constantly trying to juggle kids, errands, appointments, and other commitments, all while having to go to work for someone else all day. You can now work for yourself online from home so you can make your own schedule. Just go to homeincomeonline.com today for details on how you can finally fire your boss and make a living on your own terms. Full and part-time opportunities are available right now in this area. All you need is internet access, and you'll be able to tap into a multi-billion-dollar industry with incredible earning potential. If you're a recent
college graduate, a busy parent trying to do it all, or are just plain sick of slaving away in corporate America, this is the perfect opportunity to start a rewarding new career. And you can do it all online from your own home on your own terms. Start earning today. Just go to homeincomeonline.com now and enter special code 5353 to get a risk-free information kit. That's www.homeincomeonline.com, special code 5353.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, no matter which wireless carrier you choose, chances are good you're probably going to have a pretty high monthly data bill. But thanks to Google Chrome's mobile browser, you can use less data each month and maybe even save a few bucks. Google has a couple of features in its browsers for Android and iOS that reduce your data consumption by up to 50%. Powered by Google servers, one feature optimizes and transcodes the images you see on websites to the WebP format, which requires fewer bytes than other more popular photo formats. That's like JPEG. To enable this feature, head to the settings menu of Chrome, then select Bandwidth. You'll see an option that reads Reduce Data Usage. Turn that on and you're ready to go. Also in Bandwidth is an option for preloading web pages. Chrome lets you choose Always, Never, or Only on Wi-Fi. To save on data, set it to either option that isn't Always. Happy browsing. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the Labor Day sale. Hurry and book by September 1st or travel by September 8th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
More people are expected to get away this Labor Day weekend than in the past 6 years. It's also estimated that over 400 lives can be lost on our nation's roadways from car accidents and dangerous or distracted driving. Brian Osich has more.
34.7 million Americans are expected to travel this Labor Day weekend, and 86% of them will be doing it by car. GM's James Bell says before you hit the highways, keep safety top of mind.
Always wear your seatbelt correctly, follow the speed limit, use your turn signal, keep a safe distance between you and the car in front of you, and how about turning off that cell phone while driving?
Distracted driving is a growing concern from behind the wheel, and Bell says this weekend's trip is a perfect time for parents to set a good example.
Many moms and dads are passing on their distracted driving habits by reading a quick text or answering a call while driving with kids in the car. Even if you do it for just a few seconds, you are legitimizing a dangerous behavior.
And yes, plenty of parties will be planned, but make sure you plan ahead if alcohol is involved.
If you know you're going to be drinking, plan to have a sober designated driver. If that isn't an option, call a cab service or use mass transit. You can even make arrangements for a friend or family member to pick you up. But don't get behind a wheel if you've been drinking.
For more, go to GM.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers. Free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.